Episode 177, Final Destination Bloodlines. Oh my gosh. This movie, loves, definite must-see. I can't stress that enough, but before I get into it, let's backtrack to the beginning of our date night. We were supposed to meet up at 6:20 p.m., but traffic was ridiculous. I still made it about 8:30, but he didn't get there until 6:56 p.m., so needless to say, we didn't have much time to frolic, but I'd held a parking spot for him, so that helped, and once he pulled into the parking lot, he called, and I nicely moved from the middle of the two spots so he could back in. He got into my car and we kissed. Then I parked properly and we were off. We went to the bathroom first and then walked in on the first movie trailer. We wanted to be there for the beginning of them, but we'd done pretty great considering the despicable traffic we'd had to endure. And what's even better is that we still got to see two movies that we added to our list. They have a new Conjuring coming out, which had a good trailer, and the other movie we added was Weapons. It looked really good. We settled in and the young waiter came to take our order. Being that we discussed it before, he promptly ordered a small popcorn, mozzarella pieces, a Shirley Temple for him and the refresher for me. The waiter took his card and then, before you knew it, was returning with our popcorn. This time they made it right. It wasn't as hot as we'd liked, but it tasted so great and I guess we were hungry because we ate all of it. I just love snacking on his popcorn. Anything we were missing were the drinks, because after all that salt, we were both parched. So we hit the button after a while, and they eventually brought it. I immediately realized that my drink tasted like a strawberry lemonade, and they'd probably made a mistake. He tasted it and agreed, but it tasted so good that I decided to keep it. Then they brought our mozzarella pieces, and they were great. They changed it from how it used to be. Now it was 8 small triangles. We liked them better like that. And devoured them. Then ordered our entrees, a Boston burger with truffle fries and the fried chicken with truffle fries. He asked them to cut the burger in half because we knew we were going to share our meals, so we'd have the best of both worlds. Anyway, the chicken came first, and once we were finished that, they brought the burger. It was interesting that they did it that way, but I quite loved it because it broke up our eating. He said he liked it too. The fried chicken meal was great. The bison burger, just okay. I don't think he liked it that much either because he didn't finish all of his half. We were definitely full after leaving, but not a disgusting full, rather just comfortable. Okay, now that I've gone into our eating, let's delve into the movie. I won't give away too much because being that it just came out, I don't want to spoil it for you. I'll start off by saying the creators of the Final Destination franchise are brilliant with coming up with new scary ways to kill people while keeping you in constant suspense. This movie does not disappoint, and it might be one of the best out of all of them. The killings were next level, the scenario so eerily realistic, and the storyline so easily understandable. They set off with probably one of the most petrifying death scenes we've ever seen, and to have that recurring dream would have me on edge too. The main actress did a superb job portraying the entire scene and keeping us on our toes. The family each had their own personalities, and you found yourself rooting for them to stay alive. Death had its plan, and it definitely put them through some uncompromising situations, only to finally end with, "I'm not telling you. Guess you'll have to go see it for yourself." And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. For both he and I to say that this movie was one of the best, if not the best movie we've ever seen, is huge. We're somewhat movie connoisseurs, and we've seen a lot, so I'll say it again. Go see it! Anyway, once the movie was over, we headed to the cars and frolicked a bit in my car before saying our goodbyes. We didn't want the night to end, but knew I had to be up early for photo shoots the next day. So after helping me with my bags, we kissed and were off. While speaking on our ride, we recounted the night, discussed our hot elevator scene. It happened in the beginning of the night. We got in the elevator and he pulled down my shirt zipper and put his head in my boobies and shook it. It was supposed to be funny at first, and it was, but we both immediately commented that it got real hot real quick. I love the way we do that for one another. Anyway, back to our car convo. We continued talking about the movie and how great it was, and then ended about half an hour afterwards. He was home, then he called me back to check on me a few minutes before I got home. I would miss him, but not for long, because next weekend we'll have a staycation planned. So fun times ahead. And with that, I'll bid you adieu, my loves. XOXO, Bombshell out.